here we are, once again looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, December 18, 2024. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
It's good to be here.
It is.
And
yes.
Christmas is racing toward us. We're here in the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre. We're very grateful to be able to use the facility in which to record. And I'll kick off with 150 years ago, evening railway trains. Several correspondents inquire why our railway authorities, now that the days are so long, cannot start an evening train from Adelaide. As it is, when businessmen get into the full tide of their city transactions and others desirous of seeing more of the city, all parties have to curtail their engagements abruptly and finding that 4 o'clock has overtaken them and to hurry off to the station in the very middle of the afternoon. The public are accommodated different on the Port Line. Why not on the Gawler and Kapunda line? Gawler and Kapunda. And how come now the days are so long? Does that mean it must be summer?
Summer, yes. Yeah. But it's interesting. It shows that Gawler, you know, that concept of commuting to Adelaide to work,
yes,
wasn't around. It just, the trains weren't there to service commuters at all.
Yeah, they've had to do their engagements abruptly, finding,
yes,
4 o'clock, they'd have to hurry to the station in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah. So you don't have that use of the train for commuters.
No.
That's not even in their thinking.
No.
So, yeah. You lived in Gawler, you worked in Gawler.
Well, that's like most places, wasn't it?
Yes. It was. Most people...
50 years ago, 1870, yeah. 1875.
Most people probably would either walk to work or,
yeah,
walk home at lunchtime if they...
Ride a horse.
Yes.
Horse and buggy. No cars.
No. 100 years ago, a revenge match. The Cricket 11 of the Gawler Primary School are desirous of commencing their holidays éclat by the defeat of the Fathers in another game of cricket, and so they have issued a challenge for this Friday afternoon, terming their invitation as a revenge match. The match is timed for 2 p.m, but it's questionable whether the daddies will be able to rake together a team. The experiences after the last contest were such that many are not seeking for a repetition. Although the spirit was reeling, the flesh proved weak, and the aches and pains for many days afterwards is proving a detriment to a further exhibition of their prowess. They are content to rest as the has-beens, leaving the field to more energetic and wiry individuals. So I assume the children defeated the fathers.
The daddies.
But of course, primary school students went to 14 then. Primary school was really up to leaving age. And very few, is generally the more privileged, wealthy that went on to high school was a... So when my aunt, which was just before, about 90 years ago, was sent to high school, because that was unusual for a working class.
Yeah.
And she felt really discriminated against.
Oh, really? Yeah.
As the working class girl in the high
school. Mum and Dad, neither of them went to high school. Mum couldn't get there. Her teachers badly wanted her to go to high school, but logistically they just... couldn't do it, and Dad was pulled out of grade 7 because he was a good worker, and Grandpa didn't let him go, him and one of his brothers. The other three had opportunities. Well, one walked into high school and looked at it and walked out, and the other two, I think, had a couple of years of high school. Like Uncle George went to Balaclava High. And the three girls, they, I think, only had a few months of high school because they were needed at home to look after all the men.
Mum went to high school for a year, and then she went to a business college. She got a scholarship.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She was quite lucky. And then my aunt, because she was so unhappy at high school, she applied and got a scholarship to the business college too, and Mum was not happy. She felt like a little sister was following her everywhere.
Yeah.
And then when they finished business college, Mum got a job in an office, and within a year, Auntie Glad got a job in the office as well. So there was a... ill feeling between the two sisters over that for the rest
rivalry,
of their lives.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mum's, she followed me everywhere, and I declared, I was so hurt. She didn't want me to get a job there with her.
Oh, God.
Family politics.
Family politics are quite amazing. I'm very lucky. I spoke to both my brothers coming in today, and it's just nice to have these very good men that just happy to chat with you. So, yeah, I'm lucky. Didn't have a sister, so maybe it would have been different. 50 years ago, more jobs in Gawler. Gawler Town Council will receive Regional Employment Development Scheme, REDS, funds from the Australian Government to create employment opportunities in the district. Minister of Labour and Immigration, Mr Cameron, recently announced that Gawler was one of a number of areas of unemployment now able to apply for assistance under the REDS scheme. The Town Clerk of Gawler, Mr Arthur Warhurst, reported at a recent council meeting that council would be applying for assistance for labour-intensive projects of a socially useful nature. And there's air quotes around labour-intensive and socially useful.
Mm-hmm.
Socially useful nature. What does that actually mean? Picking up rubbish.
Could be doing things. I know during the Depression in Ballarat, they rechanneled the creek, which was supposed to be,
Yeah, labour-intensive, socially useful. Yeah.
So the projects like that, even just, cleaning up around the riverbank. I often look at some of the garden beds around the town and think, gosh, it'd be nice if we could actually get people to do some gardening.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
So people don't want to do that anymore, do they?
I think they do. I think people would love that sort of work, actually. But, yeah. In fact, in England, there's a movement that they go around, it's like, they call themselves the Postmark Pirate Gardeners.
Oh, is that guerrilla gardening?
Yes.
Oh, I love the idea of guerrilla gardening. Yes. I love that idea.
Yes, so do I.
You turn up and do gardening. And
public spaces that are neglected and abandoned and make them look,
Well, they activate them.
Yeah.
And councils and regions are just recognising the value of activating areas and getting, in other words, getting people to come back to them by making them nice, making them attractive. But it all costs money.
Yes, it does. So potentially grants like that could be really beneficial if they're well used. Yeah. So 25 years ago, Woolies approval at last. Woolworths is finally on its way to Gawler following the Development Assessment Commission's approval of the 20 million supermarket and department store complex last week. The DAC gave provisional development planning consent to the Woolworths and Big W stores for Gawler's town centre. Gawler Council is expected to rubber stamp building approval this week after earlier agreeing it would accept the umpire's DAC's decision. I remember that. That was going on when I first moved to you, and that long battle.
Yep.
But I'm not always pro-development, but I think that was one we needed.
Yeah, the only thing I regret out of all of that was the loss of the beautiful pear tree on Jacob Street. There was a magnificent pear tree there, and it used to flower every year and loaded with fruit that used to get eaten or taken. Yeah. But it was just a glorious tree. But because it wasn't a big tree.
Wasn't considered,
Something little doesn't get really looked at that closely. So 10 years ago, Lynn on way to Everest climb. In 2 days' time, Buchfelder resident Lynn Leopold will attempt to do what few have, scale one of the world's most iconic landmarks, Mount Everest. The 57-year-old departed Adelaide Airport on Sunday to fly to Kathmandu in Nepal and will spend a few days acclimatising to the conditions before attempting the climb. Leopold and longtime friend Terry Savage will be part of a 15-person group taking part in the 18-day trek that will see them ascend beyond the well-known base camp, but not to the summit before making their descent. So they're not scaling it.
And that's joining the massive queue.
Yeah, this week over.
It is.
We'll speak again next week.
Yes, until then, Kay.
Until then, Jeanette.
For old life's sign.